Right, everybody, we're joined by our Top Fuel champ, Leah Pritchett, this weekend driving the Fire Eat sponsored Top Fuel Dragster, of course, Mopar, Pennzoil, the whole family of Papa John's, everybody's on board here. Leah's sixth career victory in the Top Fuel category. Perhaps the most important stat, this is the first Top Fuel victory for Don Schumacher Racing since Brainerd of last year. So let's pick something. Right. Very physically fit, very strong woman, but there was a lot of weight on your shoulders and the other drivers to get this done.
I believe so, but when you have, seriously, that amount of support behind you, it's really not that heavy. I've watched Antron and Tony and other DSR teams carry that weight before and get it done, and I feel like, you know, when we say we're racing one round at a time, that is seriously that mindset, instead of you can, you know, believe the exact opposite and put everything on you. I mean, this the conditions out there were varying all weekend long, and that's why my hats and kudos go off to Joe Barlam and Todd for continuously finding what was right and wrong and adjusting to it and overcoming what we had in the right lane. But yeah, the Top Fuel win for Schumacher Racing since Brainerd, so I guess that would have been us. So that has been a minute, but there is strategy behind what we're doing, and it all has to do with the countdown. And yeah, you want to win every race, but this was very special in a lot of ways. Yes,
always is a lot back and forth between drivers and crew chiefs on a typical race weekend. When we talk about a race weekend like this, where the racetrack was a very big factor and there were physical things you needed to be doing inside the car to make it work, talk about that. Does
sure.
It change that?
Absolutely. So what a lot of people don't know is when drivers roll up, they're rolling up for where they're going to wet, where they're going to burn out, which typically isn't where you're going to run your line. Now, the groove down track is a groove. We've figured out throughout the weekend that there's better traction in different parts of the groove down track, and particularly where that transition is, it's very important to hit that very square. So if you're moving from the inside of a groove to the outside of the groove and don't have it square by the time you get there, you can have some extra upset of a car. And for us, we have additional wheel speed already that we were struggling with. So those were my key factors. It wasn't even who